Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. You are tuned in to the Voices of Courage show, and wait till you see who I have as my guest today. Question for you. Have you ever struggled with money? Are you having challenges maybe right now with money? Maybe money hasn't been your friend. Maybe you had a lot of stop-start patterns in your life. You have money and then money goes away. Or maybe you're just kind of sick and tired of even dealing with money. Maybe you've are in a little more debt than you want to be, or maybe you haven't been able to really manifest the money that you need to fulfill the dreams that you have in your life. Well, guess what? We're going to talk about all those issues and a whole bunch more because, you know, some people say money makes the world go round. Well, I think there's more to it than that. So we're going to tap into that and we'll be right back with my guest, Ken Honda, in just a minute.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers. This free book reveals little-known secrets about annuity strategies that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. Call right now for your free book, and as a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report, both absolutely free, for calling Annuity General today.
Call 800-510-0470.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that I get the deepest sleeps at night without counting sheep. Ease is transdermal magnesium, which means it absorbs through your skin. And many people are deficient in magnesium, which means they have too much calcium. When you've got too much calcium in your body, you can end up with heart palpitations, sore muscles, stiff joints, anxiety, and definitely poor sleep patterns. When you apply Ease to start your day, then regardless of the stressors in your life, you can rest blissfully because we've sold more than 750,000 bottles of this effective spray helping countless people fall asleep without counting sheep. Right to your door in just a few days, we'll deliver your brain the fuel it needs. You can now expect unexpected surges of joyful mental energy. Then click the link below, and for less than a dollar a day, you can upgrade your health right now.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. I'm so happy to welcome Ken Honda to my show again. Ken, welcome.
Thank you, Ken. I'm so happy to be invited back. That means that you didn't, you know, dislike me. You didn't like me.
Well, you were, like I meant, saying in the green room, that you are one of the courageous people on the planet who is out there speaking his voice, speaking the truth, helping people to change their beliefs and ways they show up in the world and making a better place for all of us. So I'm really happy to have you here.
Thank you.
Yeah, let me do a formal introduction for you. Mm-hmm. So for those of you that don't know Ken Honda, he is a money and happiness expert. He is a best-selling self-development author in Japan with book sales in excess of 8 million copies and climbing. His latest book is called Happy Money, The Japanese Art of Making Peace with Your Money. And there's so much more about you, Ken, that I could go on and on with. But listen, let's jump into it. The money game. So many people are, you know, they're not only struggling with now, it looks like we might be going into a worldwide recession coming up. Mm-hmm. What's going on with all this, and how can you support people with the money game?
So the problem with money game is that the rules keep changing. You know, if you thought you're playing basketball, suddenly people are just kicking balls. Like, oh, really? You know, like suddenly the game changes to a soccer. And then people are carrying balls. Like, what's going on? So that's what we feel like we're confused about the rules changes. But the thing is, like, only the wealthy people know the changes in advance. And middle class and the financially challenged people, they are not informed that rules are going to change soon. And so that's what bothers me, because all those rules are not taught at school. Because usually parents don't know. And also we kind of learn from our parents and also from our friends and teachers, but school teachers don't know. So by the time you're 20 or 25, people go out there working without knowing the rules. So that is the problem of the money game. And also we keep losing and winning, and then we don't even know if we are doing okay or not.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. And with the rules changing so quickly, how does one stay informed with the rules? How do they know?
That's a good question, because nobody knows. So nobody knows. Is this the right rule? So like, we're just listening to the other one. Yeah. Are you playing baseball? No, I thought I was playing soccer. You know, so like, that is also almost like a comedy in this world.
It is. And, you know, and money is an issue with a lot of people, but I think a lot of it has to do with their mindset too. So, you know, the new book is coming out, you know, we're going to talk about being happy with money. What's the difference between happy money and sad money?
So happy money makes you smile when you receive it. So, you know, it, you know, if, for example, your grandparents send you, happy birthday card, and in it, it's like $10 in it. You can buy whatever you want, but it makes me smile, because, you know, grandpa, you cannot buy much with $10, but you love the concept. And hello.
Oh, I'm still here. We're just I'm just in the back. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought I lost you. And when you spend it, that makes you feel so appreciative about spending, because you had just fun dinner at the restaurant, or you found something that you like and buy at the shopping mall, and you pay the money and you feel so happy. That is happy money.
What about the other side of that, the negative money? Let's talk about that.
Right. Unhappy money makes you feel squeezed and frustrated when you receive a check. So when you get paid, you feel frustrated, because is this all I get? You know, how can I pay all the bills? So you worry about the money. And also the other end, when you spend money, you feel a resentment and you feel upset because you feel ripped off, almost like your body parts are taken away because you feel like you're ripped off, and you feel upset or sad or depressed because of money. That is unhappy money in my definition.
I get it. You know, I've been there personally where I've spent something and I was like, I regret it. You know, mm-hmm. I think a lot of people have been there. How does that impact us? Like, you know, and is that stressing us? What's going on with that? What do you say to that?
So every time you feel the stress, it's almost like somebody is sticking you with a needle. So it's like it hurts. So you feel a lot of hurt in your heart. So it's bleeding. So when your kids or your spouse or partner does something stupid, you get upset, or you have the right to be upset. And then you'll be angry. That is a natural reaction. And then you blame your partner, husband and wife, or girlfriend, boyfriend, for not doing the right thing. And also you tend to blame your kids for wasting their money. But in fact, it's almost like passing on a hot potato from my hand to the other. Oh, this is so hot. You take this. And then they burn. So it's like almost like a comedy from some in aliens' eyes. If they land on the planet, what are people having fun with this money thing?
I love it. Well, listen, I want to ask you this question, but I got to take a quick break. The question is I really want is burning in my mind here is mm-hmm. how do we like stop chasing money and actually start to have money? I think a lot of people want to know that. We'll be right back.
An important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now.
I've written a new book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything: Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Unlock Your Genius, Your Soul, and to Transform Your Life. So it's daily strategies. I wrote this specifically because over the years I've noticed in my own life and in the lives of my clients that, listen, a little inspiration doesn't get it. A little wisdom doesn't get it. A little action doesn't get it. It's daily, dripping on the mind, dripping on those actions, taking specific focused actions towards your dreams and setting specific goals, right? Goals help us to transform the little self into the possibilities that we have in each of us. All of us are given dreams. And if you're sitting there and you're not manifesting that dream, it's just a little bit of you is chipping away every day that's not happening until you finally wake up and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to connect with something greater than myself, my force, my God, my life, my universe, whatever. I don't care what you call it. You tune into that force, and that's what's going to get you to the next level.
Hi, folks. Medicare Part C plans with extra benefits like getting money added back to your Social Security check may now be available to you in your zip code. Make sure you're not missing out. It's simple. 1, call the number on your screen. 2, they'll look up your zip code and see if you're eligible. 3, they'll check for plans with extra benefits like prescriptions, dental coverage, and the benefit that adds money back to your Social Security check every single month. Call now.
I called to get everything I deserve.
I called to check my zip code for a plan with a benefit that adds money back to my Social Security check.
I called to check my zip code.
Millions of people have called the Medicare Coverage Helpline. Call. Check your zip code, see if you're eligible, and get what you deserve. Call now.
Call 1-800-374-2308. That's 1-800-374-2308 now.
I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that I get the deepest sleeps at night without counting sheep. Ease is transdermal magnesium, which means it absorbs through your skin. And many people are deficient in magnesium, which means they have too much calcium. When you've got too much calcium in your body, you can end up with heart palpitations, sore muscles, stiff joints, anxiety, and definitely poor sleep patterns. When you apply Ease to start your day, then regardless of the stressors in your life, you can rest blissfully because we've sold more than 750,000 bottles of this effective spray, helping countless people fall asleep without counting sheep. Right to your door in just a few days, we'll deliver your brain the fuel it needs. You can now expect unexpected surges of joyful mental energy. Then click the link below, and for less than a dollar a day, you can upgrade your health right now.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Well, welcome back. I'm speaking with Ken Honda, for those of you that just joined us today. And Ken has sold, 8 million copies of his books in Japan and around the world, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. So, he's an expert in money and making money and having money. Ken, I want to ask you that question, man. How do we, start having money and stop chasing it and maybe make peace with it?
So, the most important thing is you have to know when is enough, how much is enough. Otherwise, you feel like you don't have enough money. So say if you're making $50,000 a year, which is about the money that you stop feeling happy from a certain point. And then unless you stop searching for more, you cannot find happiness. That means that can you feel happy no matter how much money you make? Because if you're making over $150,000, you feel more frustrated with their income and money because all the other friends are making more and having more fun toys like private jets and stuff. So you have to know, this is enough. I feel like I have more than enough. So the feeling of happiness, fulfillment, and satisfaction is the key. And unless you feel where you are, it's a never-ending chase, and it's driving everybody crazy. And wealthy people cannot feel happy and peaceful because they feel like they're either they're going to lose money, or they feel like they don't have enough. Either way, not a happy situation. So you have to know how much is enough for you.
Yeah, it almost kind of seems hopeless unless there's an inner fulfillment, because, I've coached many very wealthy individuals that, you know, they may spend all their time making money, and now they're spending the last half of their life paying their medical bills. You know, they didn't take care of themselves, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and I've coached others that, you know, have been chasing money for a million years, and it's a mindset thing, right? Mm-hmm. So how do we shift that, Ken? What has to happen to shift, to stop this kind of never-ending chasing it, never feeling like enough, never having enough? How do you write about that in your book? How do we change that?
Yeah. So the easy step is to appreciate what you have. Start counting your blessings. So my mentor, Wahid Takeda, who's called Warren Buffett of Japan, he said the most important thing is appreciate your money. Arigato your money. That means when money comes in, say thank you. Because that thank you means your client. Your client could have chosen other, million other coaches, but they chose you out of 10,000 coaches. Mm-hmm. So you can appreciate him or her for choosing you and give you the money, the precious money. So if you start appreciating the money coming in, you feel more fulfilled because you exchange your energy with money, happy money, and gives you satisfaction. And when you spend it, can you feel appreciation when you pay electric bills instead of saying like, oh, wow, this is a ripoff? You can say, wow, you know, I could use electricity for a month, and this is how much it is. I thank them for that. And think of the electrician. Think of the people who just put the wires, who power generation and the oil digging people. Mm-hmm. So if you start appreciating everybody, you feel more fulfilled. And if you start feeling this appreciation both coming in and going out, you are more fulfilled. So instead of just compensating yourself with money, you feel less need to do more or get more because you are already enjoying what you have.
I love that. So that's that place of gratitude. But I like that you said appreciation, because I think mm-hmm. that's a little different than gratitude.
Yes.
You've made a lot of money. Mm-hmm. You've done well. You've mm-hmm. been blessed. What would you say was the mindset shift that helped you to start to really acquire money?
I think at a certain point, I stopped needing. I think I didn't have to get anything from people. So all I could do is give. So if I started, when I started giving more love, more friendship, more care, my clients responded to me. Yeah. So I got more referrals from clients, and also my investment grew. And it's, I think, whatever you appreciates is the law of universe. So once I got into this position that I don't need people to pay me, or I didn't have to make more money, that is a time when I shifted very so much. And I think the shift occurred a long time before I achieved financial independence, because I really enjoyed what I did. I helped people do well. And I think, Ken, I'm sure you've sort of done the same thing, different way. But in the process of helping people, I felt fulfilled. So the happy money, I didn't want to waste it, because it's a precious life force energy that people gave me and entrusted me. So I wanted to make sure that my money will make other people happy too. So in this process, I think I felt happier and more fulfilled.
Well, I can say this. What I just heard you say was that shift was almost like an unconditional giving. You really mm-hmm. shifted into the service end of that to really support people, as opposed to what's in it for me.
Yes.
Is that what I'm hearing? Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And my mentor often said, the minute I didn't need to make more money, the money just flooded in. So I think you have to have the mentality, millionaire mentality, that I don't need anything from people. I'm here to serve. I'm here to give. So if you have the mentality, people appreciate you more. Instead of just trying to sell something or trying to get something from a client, if he or she has the attitude of sharing what they know, I think they're more attractive than the people who need to sell.
I 100% experienced that in my life, and I will share this with you. I think there's another side to that. That's the side of the receptivity side. So I bet you were there giving to a lot of people, and sometimes they couldn't receive it because they weren't open to receive, right? Uh-huh. How does that impact our money when we're not willing to, like, oh, Ken Honda's here. He wants to give to me. Oh, I can't take from Ken Honda. Oh, my goodness. Oh, he's a big star. No, I can't. Like, what, you know, what happens there?
I started giving away before I became a star. You know, I don't know even if I'm a star.
Oh, but, whatever. I'm just using that term. You are a star, though, to many people.
Uh-huh. So I started giving away my booklet, which is about this size. I wrote my essay on happiness and money, and I started giving away. And I gave away from 3,000, and then it became 10,000. And by the time I gave away 100,000 copies, a publisher called me. And the rest is the history. But so I always had an attitude of sharing. So I understand some people may criticize me for just trying to get something. But it's okay. They're living in their fear. And they have their own story of being a victim to something, some scam in the past. But it's okay. As long as I enjoy giving, I'm not attached to how they receive me.
Well, you know, I'm going to take a quick break. We come back. I want to talk about the law of scarcity. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
We are now worldwide. We're in 185 countries. And if you have family or friends that you would like to uplift, to have them understand some of the principles of success, that's what we're teaching every week on this show. I encourage you to have them go to our website, voicesofcourage.us, sign up for our membership there so you don't miss any shows. And also you can subscribe to our YouTube or Twitter or any of our social media sites. And of course, you can tell Alexa, Cortana, or Siri, play Voices of Courage podcast. It'll come right up for your loved one. So I hope you'll take us up on that. Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. You are tuned in to the Voices of Courage show, and wait till you see who I have as my guest today. Question for you. Have you ever struggled with money? Are you having challenges maybe right now with money? Maybe money hasn't been your friend. Maybe you had a lot of stop-start patterns in your life. You have money and then money goes away. Or maybe you're just kind of sick and tired of even dealing with money. Maybe you are in a little more debt than you want to be. Or maybe you haven't been able to really manifest the money that you need to fulfill the dreams that you have in your life. Well, guess what? We're going to talk about all those issues and a whole bunch more because, you know, some people say money makes the world go round. Well, I think there's more to it than that. So we're going to tap into that, and we'll be right back with my guest, Ken Honda, in just a minute.
If you or someone you love has developed Parkinson's disease after being exposed to Gramoxone or any herbicide containing the deadly chemical Paraquat, you may be entitled to financial compensation. If you developed Parkinson's and worked or lived on a farm that used Paraquat herbicide treatments with Gramoxone, Firestorm, or any listed brand, call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. There are time deadlines, so don't delay. If you don't win, you pay nothing.
800-771-3380.
Hi, folks. Medicare Part C plans with extra benefits like getting money added back to your Social Security check may now be available to you in your zip code. Make sure you're not missing out. It's simple. One, call the number on your screen. Two, they'll look up your zip code and see if you're eligible. Three, they'll check for plans with extra benefits like prescriptions, dental coverage, and the benefit that adds money back to your Social Security check every single month. Call now.
I called to get everything I deserve.
I called to check my zip code for a plan with a benefit that adds money back to my Social Security check.
I called to check my zip code.
Millions of people have called the Medicare Coverage Helpline. Call, check your zip code, see if you're eligible, and get what you deserve. Call now.
Call 1-800-374-2308. That's 1-800-374-2308 now.
Ken, it's so good to have you here, man. I'm telling you, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the love, baby.
Great.
So let's talk about the law of scarcity.
Mm-hmm. So unfortunately, we are living in the world that scares us so much because of the terrorism, because that whatever, how much ever we make, there's so many more demands from our partners and kids that they want something. The new iPhones and new TVs and new cars, they keep popping up. So the demand is so high, but the income is pretty much the same. So you feel squeezed. So I want to buy so much, but there's this little money. So you feel like you're living in a scary world. And also the world that you feel there's not enough for me or for others. So that way I have to keep what I have. So I should not waste any penny on something. But we do it anyway. But so the fact is that we feel so scared. So we tend to hold on to the money we have. And so that way we are stingy. And also we cannot believe in generosity. That's where scarcity is like.
I like that. You know what? When I think of scarcity is I also think of people living in doubt and uncertainty and worry and, you know, and stressed out. And, you know, we're energetic beings. We feel each other. I feel mm-hmm. you feel me.
Yes.
That's very repelling. What do you say to that?
Yes. So once the fear grows, I think it amplifies. One time mm-hmm. I was in the back alley in New York and I was walking alone in the dark, and then a man approached me. So I was scared, but when he was very close to me, he seemed like a nice man. And I said, hi. And he said, hi. So he's a very friendly person. But in the dark, I was so scared. I'm sure he was scared too. And when we approached the scary feeling melts away. So if we are bonded, all the scary feelings and fears and anxiety melt away. That's why you need a great partnership and friendship. When you are with other human being, all the negative feelings can melt away. It could amplify, but if you do it right, if you just have the intention of integrating the fear and anxiety with each other, you can heal the pain. You can feel the scarcity mentality. So I think either you take a path of just amplifying fear with your partner, with the society, or you just go take another route, which is melting and integrating fear and anxiety with one another. And if we can do it in a social scale, that would be great.
Well, you know, it's sometimes easy to talk about these things, but I know some people, you know, really struggle with their mindset, with the fear, with the scarcity. And
yes,
you know, I mean, let's face it, money's everywhere. There's trillions of dollars on the planet, you know. But, you know, how does somebody like shift that, Ken? Like when they're in that that scarcity, you know, how do you suggest that?
So even though all the people are wealthy or just they're doing great, if you feel like you're not doing great, you feel miserable. I've met a billionaire who have so much, but yet he feels so vulnerable and so unworthy because all of his other friends had the bigger private jets and bigger companies. So the most important thing is a feeling, how you feel about who you are. And also, are you feeling isolated, or do you feel like your future is not bright? So just know this, that you're afraid, and it's okay. We are all afraid. But by talking about it with your friends or the people, it could be a neighbor, or it could be a priest, or whoever is around you who is genuinely kind and caring for you, you talk about it, and then it melts away. If you just hold on to yourself, it's harder. So when you have this dark feeling like jealousy, anxiety, and fear, I think you should let it out. And if you have nobody, you can write it down. That's how I sort of became an author, by writing down how I felt, and it's a good step. So if you're in touch with the real fear, you can start dealing with it. So I hope you get out of this misery, lonely place, and start sharing your heart with other people. That's the only way we can heal.
I think that's absolutely right. You know, beliefs, you know, there's a lot of cultural beliefs in America, in Japan, China, around the world. You know, money is the root of all evil. You know, poverty is virtuous. You know, you know, if I've got a lot of money, I'm going to be one of them, right? Mm-hmm. One of those, you know, jerks. you know, how do you deal with that, or help people in, you know, in the new book, deal with their mindset?
Mm-hmm. So whatever you choose to believe, it becomes your life. So if you're upset with wealthy people, you cannot be wealthy. So if you judge somebody, you don't want to be that. So I always ask, my favorite question to people is, if money was a person, who would it be? Would it be a fun, generous, kind person? Or would it be a scary person? So if in your mind, money is a gentle, friendly person, you want him or her to be in your house. But if he's scary or terrible or not trustworthy, you want to kick him out or kick her out. So you have to change the mindset, what money is for you. And I'm making sure that you know money is neutral. It's not either positive or negative. It's not scary or kind, or you can name it. If you want it to look and look love in money, there is love. If you look threat in money, there is threat in money. So money is a shapeshifter. It changes shift to whatever you want it to be. So If you change this concept, what money is for you, your real life is going to start to change too.
You know, what you said is so important. And I think that that piece, I can personally relate, where I would maybe go out and I would buy something out of fear that it's going to be gone. Right?
Yes.
Or, you know, I bought other things out of, God, I just love this. This is so beautiful. I can enjoy this. There's a mindset there, right? Mm-hmm. How do we stay on the love side?
That's a good question. So I think the more you deal with this happy emotion with your friends and loved ones, it grows. So you have to start letting your love out to the world. And the more love you have for the others, and they give you back. So you have to let it out. And so you have to start loving what's around you. If you start loving a glass or a cup or whatever you see. So you have to find love in you first. Otherwise, it cannot be out. So it may sound a little philosophical, but my teaching is based on Zen. So whatever you see, there's lots of love. So if you can see love in everything you see, you start seeing love and kindness in everything around you. So you have to find love in yourself and then connect people with love and care and tenderness. If you can start doing that, you can welcome more kindness, attention, and opportunities. That would translate into money eventually. So please trust more and please trust your future. Just imagine something better is on its way. And if you can get excited about your future, you are already on the right track for abundance.
Something better is on the way. I love that. You know, in I believe it's in the book, you talk about, and you kind of touched on it a minute ago, about the creating a personality around money. I'd like to take a little deeper dive into that as soon as I get back from my break. Okay, we'll be right back.
Are you being audited and do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate your tax bill and reduce your stress. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, do not call the IRS alone. Call a Tax Doctor now for a tax emergency analysis.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers. This free book reveals little-known secrets about annuity strategies that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. Call right now for your free book. And as a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report, both absolutely free, for calling Annuity General today.
Call 800-510-0470.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster, your host today. I'm interviewing Ken Honda. He's in Japan right now, early morning over there.
And we're talking about morning.
We're talking about money. You know, I thought that's an interesting concept, to create a personality, have your money be a personality. Can we take a little deeper dive into that?
Yes. So money can be many things for you. If money can be, if money is a great friend and money does everything for you, you want it to be around you all the time. So, but unfortunately, most of us are a slave to money. So we do anything for money. We try to bring food on the table. So we bend ourselves. We do things that we don't believe in or we don't like, but we have to do it anyway for money. So if you start changing your concept about money, and then money can, if you feel money can be your friend or money can be at least a little nicer person, you can treat money well. And also you can trust money more. So that means you can invite more money into your life. So if you start doing it for a few days, you definitely feel differently. That is something I recommend. Just imagine money is a better person.
I like that. I think I'm going to give my money a name. I'll create a real personality around it.
That's one way of doing it. One of my students created a bet for wallet. No, it's a bet like this big, and it's a futon. Yeah. And then she puts her wallet into this bed. So money can rest and sleep well.
Oh, my money can sleep well. I'll have peace of mind, and my money will have peace of mind.
Yes, isn't that fun?
That's fun. You know, I hate to admit it, but I know my wife and I have had issues over money over the years. We've, you know, gotten in some fights around it and that type of thing. And, you know, of course, she was always right. I was usually the one wrong. how do we deal with that as a couple? You know, when you're going through that, you're getting upset because you're in fear, you're worried, you're concerned, or one person's overspending. Somebody's, you know, looking at that going, hey, this, you can't do that. That those types of arguments.
Yes. So in my book, the favorite part is a money personality type. I've done many counseling and interviews and sometimes couple counseling and family counseling. And it's so fascinating because everybody's different. They're supposed to be born and brought up in the same household. When they file taxes, usually, you know, the father dies, and so mother and three kids. So three kids are completely different people. One, the eldest son looks like a Wall Street type, you know, short haircut, nice tie. And the second boy is a hippie, you know, long hair and, you know, piercing everywhere. And also the third one, the daughter looks like a very clean, but somewhat modest person. So we become very different people. It's because of our belief. Spender people, for example, love spending. They love parties. They reward themselves with expensive gifts. Or the warrior, and also the saver, and also compulsive moneymaker. Those money personality types are different. And the tragedy and the comedy is that the opposite money side tend to get married. You know, if they knew in advance, they'll probably understand each other more. So the spender somehow finds the saver attractive because he can provide safety. And the saver man or woman finds a spender very attractive because he or she knows how to enjoy party. So the first attraction, when they disappear, they fight because their value system are different. So you have to know your personality types. And then if you can appreciate one another, you'll be in heaven. But if you just blame each other for who they are, they're going to end up in divorce. That's why I think in North America and Japan and everywhere, the divorce rate is 50-50. I think that is the reality of the world.
That makes a lot. That makes so much sense that opposites seem to attract and opposites seem to, you know, that dynamic comes together with that love at first or the lust, whatever. And then all of a sudden we wake up and we say, oh, you're a spender. Why are you doing here? what happens sometimes with families too, is one person dies, a mother or father dies, and then the children inherit property sometimes. And, you know, and then all of a sudden there's like this grab, right, in some families. You know, I know in my family, I happen to be the oldest, and I led that. I said, you can have whatever you want. Let me know what you don't want, and I'll see if I want that. But, you know, it was a different mentality. A lot of people don't have that mentality. I got to take a quick break. When we come back, I'd like to see what your solutions for that are. We'll be right back. Hi, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. Today, I'm interviewing best-selling author Ken Honda from Japan, and we're talking about money. We're talking about the strategies to have it and the strategies to let go of, and how we might use our minds and our hearts in better ways around money. Ken, let's go into that, you know, with the family issues like that, mm-hmm. you know, with property. What do you have to say about that?
So if your family was a lucky one and the father was alive and then talk about money, I think probably there won't be any struggle. For example, when my father died with my sister and brother and my mother, it took only like 2 minutes to agree on things. And also when my mother passed away, three of us left kids. We agreed on how to divide the estate in a couple of minutes too. So if there was enough discussion going on in the household, and if money was not taboo, it's very simple. But if money was a taboo, or if there's a emotional struggle that he is not fair or she is not fair, it's going to take forever. And sometimes you have to see themselves, each other in court. So if you have enough to sort of like that could cause a potential dispute, you should talk about it while your kids are small. And then if you are in your 60s and 70s, you should start looking how you want to tell your kids about how to divide their estate. Otherwise, you're going to leave a lot of resentment to your family. And I think that's the last thing you want to leave. So you have to make sure that everybody remembers you with the happy money you leave. So, but you have to do some homework.
And hopefully we're going to leave happy money, not yes. debt-filled money or some burdens for our family to have to take on.
Because you cannot enjoy the money if you got it out of hatred and frustration. Yeah. You feel like it's a alimony from a bad divorce.
Yeah. Yeah. Happy money, happy life. You know, I know a lot of people struggle with money, and I think the book is very timely. When is Happy Money coming out? When are we going to be seeing the Japanese Art of Making Peace with Your Money coming out? Is that already out, Ken?
Yeah, Happy Money is out. Okay. The second book, Heal Your Money, Heal Your Life, is the one I'm writing on.
That's the one you're writing now. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's the difference between the first book and the second book?
The first book is I want people to look at money from a different way. So the second book is more solution oriented. You know, Ken, okay, I got it. I have a problem. I think I'm an overspender or I'm a compulsive money maker because of the hurt I experienced in my past. What can I do? And then the answer is in the book. So there are many ways to heal your money pain and what happened when you're small. And how to transform your belief system around money. And it requires a lot of healing. And if you heal the issues, you feel more powerful and more energy and more opportunities. And I think a better look at life. You can trust future more. If you have beautiful memories in your past, at least in your heart, you project it out to the future. So if you have a good childhood, you see something better is coming too. But if you have a terrible childhood like myself, you know, it was bad then, it will be bad, in the future too. So if you heal all the pain, not all, but a lot of pain, you feel like a bright future is coming on its way.
You know, Ken, you've got a lot of wisdom here. I really like that. You know, you got the Zen. Do you practice meditation or do you, how did you get to be Ken Honda? Let me ask you that.
I think by enjoying what I do in the morning. Yeah. What a fun way to start my morning. You know, it's I started out from 6:45 with, Ken Foster and then this great conversation. This is the beginning of my day, you know, imagine how it's going to be like in 8 hours or so. So my day is filled with so many fun things. I have my alone time to write, but sometimes like this and sometimes to thousands of people. So my life is blessed because the energy I give out, it comes back in the way of appreciation or money or thank you notes. I feel a lot of energy coming back to me. And the energy it came back to me, I just give it back to the people. So the more I give back, somehow more I receive. So I live in this cycle of beautiful appreciation.
I love that. I used to teach a speaking class, and I would tell people to stay up on stage and connect with somebody in the audience. Just connect with their eyes. The eyes are the windows of the soul. And I said, realize that, you know, they're there. When you connect, there's an energy coming. And it's almost an infinite energy. It comes into you. It goes out to them. Comes into you. And that's what we do. We keep giving. Yes. I love that.
Exactly.
And what is, we got to wrap up here. We're almost over. But I always like to ask my guests this question. You know, you've got the microphone of the world right now. We're in a bunch of countries. What is your message to the world right now where we are?
I think we have a better choice. So that could be instead of living in fear, we can choose love. So instead of choosing struggle, we can choose peace. So and it's, everything starts from now, from your heart. So in the future, if you have an option, fear and love, whichever you choose, will create your life. So I hope you keep choosing love over fear. That's going to create your beautiful future. So connect with people that you care about and enjoy your life, and life will bring more blessing to you. So I'm sending all the love I have to you. Enjoy a beautiful life, and I trust better things are on its way.
I think that's well said. Better things are on its way for everybody that's listening to this. I hope you'll share it with your family and friends. Ken, this was a really special time to be with you. I really enjoyed our conversation, and I wish you much, much success on this new book. And you know, all you've touched many lives with what you do. So it's an honor to be with you, and thank you for being here. I hope you come back.
Yes, please. Thank you, Ken. It's always a great pleasure to have a chat with you. And for all the viewers, I'll send you all the blessing. Be happy. Stay happy. Thank you.
Bye, Ken. Well, I want to thank all of you for listening today. This was quite a show, and it's a show that I believe that you might want to listen to a few times because Ken's wisdom was so deep. And what he said, if you would take one of those principles and start to apply that in your life on a consistent basis, I'd even challenge you, right? Take the one principle that he said that you go, you know what? I got to live that way. I challenge you to take that principle, write it out, put it somewhere you'll see it, and manifest that in your life. Become that principle that Ken just talked about. If you do, what's going to happen is your life's going to get better and better and better and better. And one day you'll wake up at 6:45 in the morning going, I can hardly wait because today is going to be another amazing day. From my heart to yours, this is Ken D. Foster. I hope you continue to look for and seek out. Look for the unseeable. Look for the unknowable. And then you'll be able to do the impossible. Take care.